have a couple of students and an instructor from Youth in Government here in Mexico this morning. First off, we have from the Mexico High School junior, Katie Cruz. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. Andrew Poister back in the house. He's a senior over at the Mexico High School. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And we also have Leslie Nichols. She's a sponsor of Mexico YMCA Youth in Government. And good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
We're certainly glad to have you guys in here. We want to get an update. I've been seeing some things on social media over the past week. There was a convention held in Jefferson City at the state capitol last week, as I understand it. Katie, you went there. You've been in Youth in Government for a couple of years now. Tell us about this year's convention, if you will.
Yeah, so I've been doing Youth in Government for 4 years now. And I had a lot of fun this convention. I got to run for Speaker of the House, and I won. I proposed my bill, which was to ban solitary confinement in correctional facilities in Missouri. And it passed the House and the Senate chambers, and then it unfortunately did not pass the governor of the convention. And then one of the bills that I thought was really interesting was to drain the Lake of the Ozarks. To enjoy the art of dryness. And then another one that was really funny was they were going to get rid of the fire department and have buckets. Everybody has buckets, and they go and take fires out.
Wow. And did that pass?
Yeah, both of them did, I think.
Both of those mm-hmm. passed. How was it running for an office and winning? Talk a little bit about that experience, if you will.
Yeah, so it wasn't really bad. I just had to make a poster and campaigning, so I got little goodie bags, and I put little disco ball keychains in them. And then I had to do a speech, which was it was kind of nerve-wracking, but I wasn't running against anyone because we only had two people running for office and two people win, so.
Running unopposed is always the best thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Andrew Poister, bringing him back into the studio. You came in last year and talked a little bit about your experience. You went back again this year. You were serving as an officer there. Remind us what office you were serving in.
So I was serving as Secretary of State. So the biggest thing with that is I have to run all the elections on Friday night for next year's presiding officer. That's the biggest duty that one has, but I also have to sign every bill the governor signs, so I don't really have any influence with that.
Right. How many kids were involved in this convention? As a matter of fact, I heard there are two conventions that split up in November and December. How many went to this convention?
So this convention had about 550 people, and over half of those people were new this year, which is really interesting.
And where do they come from? Do they strictly come from the state of Missouri, or do they come from other areas like Kansas, or, talk a little bit about that.
So the entire convention is from the state of Missouri. Vast majority of the people going to this one are mainly from St. Louis schools, though we do have a scattering of smaller schools, such as Clopton was there, Cameron, and of course, Mexico.
I'm glad we didn't have any Kansas folks in there. Sometimes they throw some bills that are strange. But we'll go over to Leslie Nichols here. She is a sponsor of the Mexico YMCA Youth in Government. This has been a program that has been in existence for quite some time, correct?
Yes. I personally first attended 20 years ago when I was in eighth grade, and it was going for a while before that as well. I'm not sure when the first year we started was.
Okay. How do people get involved with Youth in Government, and for what ages is it for?
So Youth in Government is for grades 8 through 12. The eighth graders start out kind of trying out everything, and then when you get to high school, you get to pick one program like legislative or judicial or media that you want to be involved in. If you're interested, listen out for announcements at the high school, middle school, St. Brennan's, as well as the YMCA Facebook page.
Is there a cost associated with it?
Yeah, it does cost several hundred dollars to go because there's a hotel stay and all that involved, but we have lots of scholarships that are offered. We have a lot of kids who are able to go for next to nothing because of scholarships. We're really grateful for that.
Outstanding. Andrew, you're going to be graduating this year. What are you going to be going into? Have you picked a college yet?
I am currently deciding between mainly two colleges, either Hillsdale and up in Michigan or Benedictine. I plan on becoming an engineer.
Okay. Politics not in your future?
After some time, maybe.
Maybe. All right. All right. We'll hold you to that. Katie Cruz, what about you? Would politics or maybe writing policy or would that be something in your future?
Yeah. So I'm not 100% sure what I want to do when I get out of high school, but it's definitely an option that's open to me. And actually after this weekend, I'm more interested in doing it.
All right. Well, congratulations to everybody for doing a great job. There's going to be another convention coming up in December over at the state capitol for this, correct?
Yeah, the other half of the state, mostly Kansas City schools and some other small schools, attend in December. The convention's just too many kids to do one convention.
All right. Great job. Great job, guys. Katie Cruz, Andrew Poister, Leslie Nichols, they are with Mexico YMCA Youth in Government.